With Alex back running the board, we're going to let Nick present this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Oh, it's the lightning round. It's the Masters round. It's the baseball round. It's the NBA playoff round. It's the Stanley Cup round. It's very round.
Round of lightning.
There you go.
The Masters started today. We've talked about it a little bit this week. Yesterday, you said that you were not buying that Spieth would repeat as Masters champion. And when Jordan heard that, he said, I'm going to shoot 5-under just because of what you said, Steve. He dedicated that round to you.
Six.
It was 6-under?
Yeah,
well,
66.
How about that? Even that. He did even better. A, now that the first round is mostly done, I will take Spieth as my pick to win the Masters. He's pretty good. B, if Ernie Els can 7-putt like any normal person would do at Augusta, anything can happen this weekend. I'm sticking with not going with Spieth. C, Spieth is good, but he's not wire-to-wire good, and he's not back-to-back good. He's not my pick to win.
I was wrong. I blew it yesterday. He's a great front runner. Kid is rock solid. He loves this course. I'm going A. He's going to wire the field.
There you go. The Los Angeles Dodgers shut out the San Diego Padres in all three games to open the season, the first time that ever that a team has started the season being shut out three games in a row, and the Dodgers matched the 1963 Cardinals as being just the second team to start a season with three shutouts. They just gave up their first runs on a Brandon Crawford scoring on a Denard Span groundout. After 30 2/3 of shutout baseball, they're now down 7-4 to the Giants. A, I'm a little happy about it. A, this is the kind of bad history and bad mojo that dooms an entire season. Obviously, the Padres aren't going to go 0-162 and never score, but this is something that will doom them the rest of the season. B, the Padres were never going to contend for the NL West or even a wild card spot. This is just hilariously bad for San Diego. C, this accomplishment is more on the Dodgers' pitching staff being dominant than it is the Padres being crap. No one thought the Dodgers' bullpen and staff after Kershaw would be any good, let alone 27 innings of no runs allowed good.
Remember earlier we were talking about that Bright Light Big City movie with Peruvian marching powder? If you weren't hooked on that, you had no belief that the Padres were for real. That's B. They never had a chance to begin with.
All right. Colin Kaepernick still making headlines with his ability to not agree to any deals to move to Denver. Adam Schefter said that there was a tentative deal in place, but the teams, mostly Cap, said he would not take a $4 million pay cut to go to the Broncos, mostly because his salary is not $11.9 million, but $14.5 million, meaning if the Broncos want to pay Cap $7 million, it's a 50% pay cut. A, Cap might be on the right side of all this controversy. Walking away from $7 million is hard for anyone to do. Maybe staying in SF is worth that $7 million to Cap. B, this dude needs to realize he was close to making $0 million if the Niners had cut him. If he wants out, take the cut and leave. C, enough with this Cap stuff. The Broncos set their price. If Cap doesn't want it, go find someone else. There are other QBs available to draft or trade for.
Schefter's starting to annoy me, by the way, because he sat down for a fluff piece conversation with a hardcore jackass in Hardy, so I lost all respect for him. But C, Cap isn't going anywhere. Denver, just look elsewhere. Kaepernick's going to start for Chip Kelly game one this year.
Carlos Correa is lighting the MLB on fire. He hit a 465-foot bomb last night. Is being described as both a unicorn by CBS Sports and by Pedro Martinez, saying he's like A-Rod in a better person. He is clearly worth the number. He is clearly worth the number one pick the Astros used on him in 2012, and knocking on the door of MLB superstardom, leading out the Astros to be the new face of how being terrible will work out by getting better draft picks. We're looking at you, 76ers. A, Correa is probably the best shortstop in the AL, and entering his first full season is going to work his way towards being an MVP candidate. B, it's the third game of the season for the Astros. He's playing in a Little League ballpark in New York Yankee Stadium. Any guy with some pop could have himself a great weekend in New York. Calm down. C, he's the future. If he weren't as good as people said he is, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing.
Well, I think the key stat is he's already got two steals. Did you see his slugging percentage already? It's 1.556. I mean, like 700 is good. His OPS is 2.1. This kid, I actually forgot what your choices were.
just really good, it's too early, or he's worth it.
He is worth it. This kid, if he doesn't get kidnapped, he is every bit of all that. I love watching this cat play.